Hello and welcome to Wednesday on the Think Big Show, bringing entrepreneurs and business owners from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with my husband, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt. JT, welcome.
Great to be with you here on a Wednesday, and to all of our friends out there in the Think Big community, I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Today's a big one.
Yes. Woo! Love
so this one. The reason that I say that is because this one topic, I believe, has been a central key to my personal drive in my business. In fact, I'll get into a little bit of a backstory on this, but if people have asked me, like, what's one thing that differentiates you, or what's the one thing that has helped you kind of get through the journey of entrepreneurship, this would be top three, at least, if not the top one. And the reason for that is because we're talking about the power of increasing your energy, right? We all have these kind of body rhythms we go through. So some people are exceptionally great in the morning. Some people are evening people. Some people turn on kind of halfway through the day. But we all have that rhythm about ourselves, our physical body. But there are ways that we can increase our energy, increase our ability to focus, and actually get more stuff done. And as we said, this week is, we call productivity week, but of course the nuance that is really about being effective, right? Not about getting more done. But literally, this is how we can do both. This is how we can actually be more productive, get more stuff done, but also be more effective. So yeah. What's the, in your mind, the kind of genesis of this message?
The genesis is that we only have one body. We only have like one, if you want to call it a vehicle, you want to call it a spaceship, whatever you want to call it. We only have one of us. And by energizing it, by putting things in it and doing things to it that will energize us, we really allow ourselves to have that freedom of energy and freedom of space and freedom of focus to do the things that we really want to accomplish in life.
Exactly. So you said vehicle, and it's kind of an interesting metaphor, because if we explore what that really means, if we look at our bodies as the vehicle by which we go through life here on planet Earth, some people approach that as if they're a dump truck, just put anything and everything into it. And I've certainly fallen into that category before. Some people approach it as if they are a high-performance, high-tuned, exotic sports car. And you see the difference in performance. You know, if you're going to go high, fast, and far, are you going to drive a dump truck, or are you going to drive a Lamborghini, right? So how do we do this? How do we create better energy? How can we boost our energy, but most importantly, sustain it? That's the biggest thing is, it's not just about having this spark of energy, because you know as well as I do, those 5-hour energy drinks, those, you know, they're poison, first and foremost. They are literally killing you. Yep. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about, oh my gosh, I got 3 hours of sleep last night, or I was out all night partying at the club, and now I got to show up and do my thing, so I'm going to take this 5-hour energy drink. No. We're not talking about some nitrous bottle of, you know, sugar or caffeine or heaven knows what else. We're talking about sustainable, natural energy that will empower you, not just to do good stuff in your career or your business, but to live a higher quality of life. So where do we start with this?
Well, we have to create systems. So like we talked about yesterday with rituals and routines, the more we can do things habitually, the less we have to think about them, the less we have to put our time and energy and willpower towards those things to try to, you know, force an issue or force a new habit. So creating those rituals and success habits is definitely the start.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because you can systematize just about anything. I've got a good friend of mine, Dean, who when we first met years ago was, and by all admission, he would agree with this, he was a dad bod.
Yeah.
Now if you look at him, he is a accomplished bodybuilder. And not the kind of like roid rage, Incredible Hulk looking. I'm talking about somebody who, you know, is a natural bodybuilder. And the way bodybuilders work is you have to constantly be fueling your body because the workouts are forever. I mean, I think he spends like 3 or 4 hours in the gym, which is insane for me to even comprehend. And I might be wrong. So if I'm, you know, misquoting my buddy Dean, then I don't want to do that and put him in a weird place. But he works out a lot and he works out pretty much every day. And so in order for him to maintain his career, maintain his family life, which I know he's deeply, you know, connected to his family, and of course, sustain a high level of performance as a bodybuilder, he literally makes all of his meals. And so I think his day is Sunday where he just goes into meal prep mode and he literally portions them out, because for a bodybuilder, you got to be, you know, super, super intense about the portions. But we can all do this, right? You can simplify things, make sure that you've got the energy on hand, the snacks on hand, the fresh fruit, the vegetables, the nuts, you know, get all the other garbage out of your thing. And again, we're not talking about diets here, but it's an example of how you can increase your energy through systemization, right?
Yeah, and it really is about creating the, you know, maybe even setting a timer for when you're going to eat. Because, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like Dean, you know, you're not as regimented as maybe a bodybuilder, but you would want to fuel your body throughout the day. So drink water, do the things that you need to do, like grab a healthy snack to keep you going through the day so that you don't crash. Mm-hmm. Like, it's about the sustainable energy.
And, you know, what's interesting about that, too, is there's all kinds of cool stuff out there. We live in probably the greatest time in human history. There's, you know, you've got the trackers, the, you know, you and I both wear them, the step trackers, the fitness trackers and things like this. And they even have some that will send an alert to you to drink water or send an alert to you to get up and move. So utilize that stuff if that's what you need. If you're somebody who needs to be reminded, like I often am, to eat lunch, you know, set it on the calendar. Hey, it's lunchtime. It sounds ridiculous, but again, we've talked about this in the past. If you don't schedule something, if you just have a block of time that's wide open, it will get occupied with something that may not necessarily be to the best of your interest. So, you know, creating a system for your success. And by the way, we're not just talking about fueling. We're also talking about energizing, right? So do an exercise. And it's about quality, not quantity. It's not about let's do more. You know, we don't need, you know, No offense to Dean because he's doing it for a purpose, but you don't have to be in the gym for 4 hours.
Yes.
It's about working out, you know, doing the right kind of workout, high intensity, whatever is your thing, but doing the workout, yoga if that's for you, meditation if that's for you, whatever, to get yourself into a place where you boost your energy. And so that kind of brings me to another point because, you know, we're talking a little bit about eating and portioning out your meals and all that stuff. But again, we're not talking about dieting here, but it's important because if you're going to increase your energy, you got to know that it's about eating to live and not living to eat, right? And you're very good about this. You're probably a better example of this than anybody I personally know in my life. So what does it mean to eat to live instead of living to eat?
Yeah, so this actually, I want to rewind our lives a little bit. And I remember like the specific time when I decided that for our family, we needed to start living that lifestyle. Even though it wasn't in the budget to eat organic, to eat all these healthy foods, to you know, go to Whole Foods all the time, mm-hmm. It really wasn't in our budget. And so what I decided for our family was I was going to add one thing, just one thing. And then over time, we could add more things as our budget increased. So that one thing was kale. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yep, kale. I do.
So I added kale. We had kale salads. We had, you know, like kale in our soup. I tried to add greens and as dark of greens as I possibly could. So it was really about just adding and subtracting some things that that I knew was not nutrient, that wasn't... that we didn't feel good after we ate, like pizza or mm-hmm. white rice. We ate a lot of white rice at one point, and we started weaning ourselves away from that and really eating to live as opposed to living to eat. You know, it wasn't about like every meal, what were we going to do? It was about living our lifestyle and then choosing things that we wanted to eat. As opposed to the other way around.
You know, it's funny too, because so often entrepreneurs, they sort of like live in the glory of this idea of being so busy, right? So they make an excuse. I'm just going to go to the drive-thru. I don't have time to prepare a good meal. and we start thinking about things like kale. Like, you say that word kale to people and they freak out, man. It's like you're feeding them cat litter. I love kale. I think kale's awesome. And I owe that to you because it was an awakening. I thought, man, you know, the reason is does it taste amazing? Not really. You know this. My three favorite vegetables on the planet Earth, and I could literally eat these every day for the rest of my life, stuck on a deserted island. You give me broccoli, you give me Brussels sprouts, and you give me kale, and I'm a happy camper. The fact of the matter is, yeah, you can make them taste amazing, but it's how you feel, right? So this is the challenge that I give everybody listening right now is notice how you feel when you eat the foods that you love. If you feel like crap, if you like taking a nap, you mentioned white rice. I eat white rice. It is like a sleeping pill.
It's the melatonin. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. It's so brutal. So you have to pay close attention. I don't know that we do that enough, especially in the Western society, is to pay close attention to how you feel when you eat. And I'm not talking about, ooh, I ate that donut. It just makes me so happy. I'm talking about how you physiologically feel. I feel amazing when I eat really spicy food like curry. I love that. But if I eat enough of it in a certain part of the time, you know, especially with some rice, I'm out. I'm exhausted. I'm ready for bed. So pay close attention. Even the stuff you love to eat, and I love a pizza more than anything. I think that's probably my favorite, quote, junk food, right?
Right.
Between pizza and potato chips, those are the things that I have learned to just have to kind of keep at an arm's distance. But it's because it makes me feel so drowsy. It makes me feel so heavy, and I know that I'm not performing at my best. So that's the thing. Notice how you feel in your body when you eat it, and replace instead of restrict. That's, I think, the other lesson that you taught is it's not about saying no. It's just about, hey, we're going to replace this with something better. You know, we're not going to get into diet plans here, but the point is you know, at the end of the day, it's not just about restricting and saying, I can't have this, I can't have that. It's about how can I perform at a higher level? Are you going to put low octane fuel in a Lamborghini, or are you going to put the high octane fuel in it? And
yeah, it really is about energy management. So at one point, we're eating a whole lot of white sugar. So we would, you know, every holiday, we'd have, you know, lots of sugar cookies or lots of candies and lots of things around the house. And you and I felt it the most, you know, being the oldest. We started getting more cavities. We started feeling like, you know, the crash of the sugar, you know, the sugar built up over time in our bodies because we're older. And, you know, we started feeling it in our joints, inflammation, all that kind of stuff. So this isn't a nutritional call. But what we do want to portray is that, you know, feeling the way that you feel in your body, like those things are directly related to what you put in your mouth. And so your energy crashes in the afternoon or in the evening are directly related to the things that you eat during the day. So just take note of them.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, like, people are always, well, give me strategy on how I can build my business. How can I get more leads? How can I get better conversions? All of that means nothing if you're sick. All of that means nothing if you're too tired. All of that means nothing if you feel like crap. So it comes down to personal, how much you value yourself. If you can't value yourself, then your bank account's never going to grow. Right. I don't know how much more to say it is. I don't mean to be, you know, kind of finger in the chest, but I will be. If this message to you is boring, if you're saying to yourself, this has nothing to do with building a business, you are way off course.
It has everything to do with the business.
Everything.
It has everything to do with your focus, your mental clarity, everything.
And so it's about valuing ourselves, about putting ourselves as a priority. Now, here's the next part. And this part, I might get a little bit on my high horse here. So if I do, bring me down a little bit. But I'm speaking to all the little Gary Vaynerchuk fanboys and girls out there. This whole notion of hustle your face off, I get 3 hours of sleep a night, a complete and utter bullshit. This idea that, hey, we're going to grind ourselves down, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead, is complete and utter bullshit. And the reason for that is there's science behind it. There's enough data to back this thing up. Not getting enough sleep leads to cortisol. Not getting enough sleep leads to belly fat. Not enough sleep leads to not just weight gain, but cancer. It leads to mental health problems. It leads to focus problems. It leads to, there's a litany of problems with not getting enough sleep. So all these people are like, oh, I only get 4 hours of sleep, or I only get this amount of sleep. I'm not saying you got to go get 8 hours of sleep. I don't do well on 8 hours, but I know exactly where my time, you know, I've got kind of this window of time and my, you know, my bottom and my top, how the least amount of sleep I can get by on and the most I really need to get. And if I'm inside that window, then I'm at my optimal, right?
Yep.
Without it, then you're just sort of, it's like literally tying your shoelaces together and trying to run a race.
Yeah. So I would challenge anybody's beliefs around sleep. So maybe you think, oh, I'm a machine. I can work off of 3 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Well, I knew a person who actually had that belief, and he'd get sick, no doubt, every 30 days. He'd get like so sick that he couldn't work. And this was a very successful person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this person also took cat naps, you know, so he caught up a little bit on his sleep. But I would challenge somebody who would believe that, like I was, that I needed 8 hours or more of sleep every night. And that's not true either. It's whatever is right for you and your body, and whatever makes you more clear of mind, of body, whatever the time frame is for you. It could be that you get 6 hours and then you take a little cat nap in the afternoon. It could be, you know, you go with your body rhythm. So whatever works for you and your schedule is what works.
Exactly. And it's about consistency. So you've probably heard us say we get up very early in the morning. Well, guess what? Some people aren't that way. Some people like, or they have a night shift, or they have some lifestyle thing that creates a necessity for them to be late, you know, like kind of night owls. No problem. You know, I've got some good friends, very high level, successful entrepreneurs, and they go to bed around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they sleep, but they get their requisite time of sleep. They get 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep, right? Whatever they need. And then they start their day. It doesn't matter. There's no judgment whatsoever. If you're a very early morning person or you're an afternoon person, regardless, the key is you get enough sleep. You go to bed at a reasonable time for you, a reasonable time for your lifestyle, and you're consistent with it, including the weekends. The one thing that I've learned from you, which is interesting, because you'd think it would be kind of the other way around for the sake of how I like to have, kind of regimentation, is you are very disciplined about waking up at the same exact time, even on a weekend.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll want to kind of sleep in a little bit, but this actually, I have found this to be very, very valuable, because it's not hard.
Nope.
If it's when you break your cycle.
It's actually more golden on the weekends because our kids sleep in.
Right.
Yeah. So we get more time in the morning for ourselves. But as far as like being regimented, yeah, you want to shoot for those times and change them kind of gradually. You know, there was a time when we used to go to bed at 11 or 12, and I realized I can't continue to get up at 5 a.m. or at that time it was more like 6 a.m. and only get 6 hours of sleep. Like, that doesn't work for me. So I started moving our bedtime earlier and mm-hmm. earlier. So it can be a gradual process. Just be gentle and smooth with yourself, and you can change anything when you put your mind to it.
A little pro tip. Yeah, if you're trying to adjust your sleep pattern, whether it's forward or back, you want to go to bed earlier or later, do it in anywhere from 15 to 30 minute increments over a week. So if you said, hey, I want to wake up an hour earlier, well, do it over the course of like 2 weeks, right? So 1 week you wake up a half hour earlier, then the next week you wake up at that assigned time. And if that doesn't work, just try it 15 minutes at a time, because it's crazy how your body will adjust very quickly. So there's that. And then you'd mentioned power naps. I think it's really key. Power naps don't mean 2 hours, right? We're not powering through our day of sleep. A power nap is something that could be, I think the Japanese research shows that even 10 minutes will get you back on track. And I'm not going to go into it here, but there's a lot of research to, you know, like 10 minutes will give you just enough to get your mental sharpness back. 20 minutes will get you back to a place where you sort of clear out the cobwebs. 30 minutes gets you to a place where you get a little bit more restorative sleep. But if you get past 40 minutes, you start going into deep sleep. And if you do that after a certain time of the day, it really messes up your night sleep. So you got to be super careful about that. Anyway, get some sleep, folks. It's so super important. And of course, the thing that you want to be able to do is to sleep well. Crash, here's a great way, is to exercise. The best way to Jim Rohn, you've heard me say this many times, one of my favorite philosophers of all time, he says, you know, don't rest so that you can work. Work so that you can rest. And I think that's really key. It's about you bust your butt so that you wake up energized, going for it. And then at the end of the day, you're so exhausted, you can barely keep your eyes open. And one great way to do that is not just to do more work and hustle your face off. It's to get the exercise.
Yeah, there's nothing that keeps you more clear throughout the day than exercise. Okay, so do not multitask and try to do work while you exercise. Like, that's one recipe for disaster, because then you're really not taking time for yourself and clearing out the cobwebs.
Mm-hmm.
So get your heart rate up, whether you're taking little increments and you haven't exercised ever before, or you haven't started a regimen of exercising. You know, go take a walk, take a walk with a loved one, or just take a walk by yourself, or go to the gym and get a gym membership and create that little pain of having to pay every month for a membership. But the mental clarity that you will get from getting your blood rushing through your body will be unstoppable. The focus.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's funny because you said don't multitask, and there's this kind of like big time guru that everybody adores, or I shouldn't say everybody, well, lots of people adore. And he's got this video of him on a treadmill desk. And listen, I have no problem with this, because Richard Branson talks about having walking meetings where he'll go with his team and they'll just go for a long walk in the park. I think that's cool. The challenge I have with it is if you go and you spend all this money on a treadmill desk. Basically what a treadmill desk is, it's like a treadmill with a platform so that you can put your laptop. The challenge with that is that all of a sudden now you have this idea like, oh, I worked out, I'm good, right? And in the beginning phase, a walk might be all you can do, and it might be just what you need, as opposed to some hard workout like what we do with some of our online groups and stuff like that. But it's the idea is you split, you differentiate. It gives you a chance to create a space for just yourself to recharge, right? And that's what's important to me. I think that, you know, I'm not here to trash on, you know, whatever they call them, treadmill desks or treadmill workstations. If that works for you, great. But make sure that you're recognizing that you need a separation. You need a place where you just go and work out really hard and then come back to it.
Well, and sometimes because we're relaxing into our workout regime, work ideas pop into our heads. Mm-hmm. Like some of the best ones come from us just going for a run.
Yep.
So, you know, you can do that, but just try to not be so regimented with work so that you combine them with your exercise. Make exercise something separate.
You know, and there's something else I'd mention. I had a huge transformation in the way I approached my fitness simply because I had people to look to, and I have a tendency to be a bit of a lone wolf at times when it comes to my fitness. I'm not very tribal when it comes to that. And I, you know, a lot of people like CrossFit and they like to work out, and I think it's cool. But one thing that I got some benefit from was there's an online group of people run by or led by a guy named Jesse Itzler. And if you've never heard of Jesse, he wrote a book called Living with a Seal. Awesome book. If you have a problem with the F word, you probably don't want to read it. But if you're down for learning about...
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's so funny. He basically hired a Navy SEAL to live with him for 30 days in his house. And it's pretty amazing, the whole journey. But he started an online group called We Do Hard Stuff. In fact, it's hashtag We Do Hard Stuff. And every month he puts down a challenge, a physical challenge that basically lasts throughout the month. And when you do it, you simply declare, I did it. And he puts $100 in your name toward the monthly charity, which is very cool, his own money. So it's that kind of stuff. You know, if you have something that's bigger than yourself, something that you're willing to kind of commit to, then you'll stay with it. Finally, last thing I'll say about this, and this is something that it comes more naturally to me than anything, but I see it, you know, people get kind of weirded out about this for some reason, that is drinking water. Like, you're not drinking enough water. I can pretty much tell you that. And I'm not saying that from a place of judgment. I'm saying it from a place of just, you know, statistically speaking, we just don't drink enough water. If you feel tired, if you feel lethargic, if you feel unclear, if your body hurts a little bit, if you got a headache, chances are you're underhydrated.
If you're not sleeping well, if you're not sleeping, you're not getting the REM sleep or the deep sleep that you like, you don't wake up and you're recharged, you're feeling lethargic and tired, it's most likely because you haven't drank enough water. I know that's the case for us because we track our sleep with our sleep trackers. And I know that when I get not a good amount of sleep, not a good amount of deep sleep, it's directly related to the fact that I haven't drank enough water the day before.
And here's the deal. Some people will say, well, if I drink a bunch of water, then it causes me to have to go to the bathroom throughout the day and I don't have time to break my concentration. I understand that. But listen, you'll actually be far more effective when you're hydrated. Your brain needs it. It's literally like, think of it like lubricant for your brain, right? It's like you put oil in your engine, you got to put water in your body. And so I could emphasize this all day. The point is this, guys, gals, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, if you want to increase your energy, that's only going to help you build your business. It's going to increase your revenue. It's going to increase your sales. Your conversions are going to go through the roof, but it starts with you. If you don't treat yourself and value yourself at that level, then you're the limiting factor at that point. So the way you increase your energy is you create systems. You know, you make some simple meals. You've got some high value snacks laying around that keep you fueled throughout the day. You know, you eat with an intention that you're eating to live instead of living to eat. Avoid all the fast food restaurants, avoid the high sugar stuff, avoid the stuff that makes you feel like crap. And you know what that is. No, just pay close attention to the stuff you eat that you love and see how you feel afterwards. Next, make sure you're getting enough sleep. Make sure you're getting enough exercise. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water. These things literally, it sounds crazy, but these transformed our lives. It transformed our businesses, and it has helped us to be better people at everything we do. So implement these things. You're going to feel a lot more energy, and I promise your business and your bank account will grow along the way.
Great stuff, JT. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, because now is all you have. Go and get our free 10-day bootcamp at thethinkbignetwork.com, where you'll learn how to get more leads into your business through social media.
And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.